This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, January 25th, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Iraqi officials said on Monday that government forces had taken complete control of eastern Mosul, 100 days after the start of their U.S.-backed campaign to dislodge Islamic State militants from the city, reports Christian Today. After an 11-month political standstill on filling the Supreme Court vacancy, President Donald Trump is about to choose a like-minded nominee to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia from his list of 21 candidates, reports Fox News. The list of possible candidates is now down to 3 names, all of them federal appeals court judges. Judge William Pryor in Alabama, Judge Neil Gorsuch in Colorado, and Judge Thomas Hardiman in Pennsylvania. President Trump signed executive orders yesterday reviving the controversial Keystone XL and Dakota Access pipelines, as a major builder said it will reapply to build one of the projects which had been stalled by the Obama administration under pressure from environmental groups, reports Fox News. The Keystone pipeline would run from Canada to Nebraska, where it would connect to existing lines running to U.S. refineries on the Gulf Coast. Former President Barack Obama quietly sent $221 million to the Palestinian Authority in his last hours in office last Friday morning, reports Fox News. In addition, Obama released another $6 million in foreign affairs spending, including $4 million for climate change programs and $1.25 million for United Nations organizations. The Worldview is grateful to Students for Life, who dared to hold up pro-life signs at the pro-abortion women's march in Washington, D.C. last Saturday. Reagan Barklage demonstrated gutsiness in presenting a biblical worldview in the midst of the hostile pro-death messages of angry women.
Yes, I went down to the women's march. It was super intense. It was scary. Women were carrying vulgar signs.
Proverbs 2:12-14 says, "These people turn from the right way to walk down dark paths. They take pleasure in doing wrong, and they enjoy the twisted ways of evil." Barklage said that there is a marked difference between the marches for life she has attended and this pro-abortion women's march.
Stark difference, extreme differences. The March for Life, we have families there, children, just people that are excited about life and positive messaging. We love our life. Smile, your mom chose life. We are the pro-life generation. And then we have the other side, the Women's March, where these women are, you know, walking around with these vulgar signs.
The D.C. March for Life is happening this Friday. For more details, go to marchforlife.org. Cody May, a 31-year-old pro-life advocate who was the father of 7 children, 6 of whom were adopted, died in a tragic accident last Thursday, reports KEYE-TV. He was waiting out to meet his children in Lake Travis in Austin, Texas, who were floating on a raft when he suddenly went underwater after unknowingly reaching a drop-off. May's body was found by a dive team on Friday morning. He and his wife Kimberly, who adopted 6 children from Ethiopia, the Congo, and the U.S., had celebrated 11 years of marriage in August. May often stood outside abortion mills, urging women to choose life. A Washington State school district has reversed its decision to ban evangelism clubs in its government schools. Thanks to the intervention of Liberty Council, a Christian legal rights group, both Good News Club and Child Evangelism Fellowship are now welcome once again. Matt Staver of the Liberty Council told The Worldview that these cases are often a matter of educating the school district on the law.
The United States Supreme Court has issued an opinion on this back in 2001. And the clear precedent is that you need to provide equal access to not only Child Evangelism Fellowship, which was involved in that case, but any other Christian after-school program or that has a Christian viewpoint. You can't discriminate against them regarding access.
A truck driver lost his marbles, literally, over the weekend when his trailer ripped open, spilling 38,000 pounds of marbles on I-465 in Indianapolis, reports KTLA. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. on this Wednesday, January 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.